So, as promised, first a small detour into the world of mills. Generally speaking, mills can be divided into three categories. First, those that crush and grind, so grain or tanning mills. Second, mills that squash, pound or press, like oil mills. And third, those that treat or process workpieces, such as grinding or cutting mills. You can quite easily tell which function each of the mills had. Mills have names that talk. The Bishop's Mill here on the right at the end of the Lower Mill Jetty, for example, was first mentioned in 1401 as a corn tanning and fulling mill. A tanning mill reduces fir and oak bark into the small pieces needed for leather tanning.
Did the Bishop's Mill belong to the Brother Mills?
Well, technically, yeah, but only because it belonged to the Prince Bishop for half a century. It's the only one that doesn't have brother in its name.
And look at Stadsis Mill ruin next to it with its interconnected mill wheels.
Yeah, mills were always an endangered species, weren't they? I mean, if they weren't threatened by flooding, there was always the high fire risk. But they were still viewed as a good investment. Did you know that the owner didn't necessarily have to be the person who ran the mill, and that mills often had shareholders? You see, despite their high maintenance requirements, they yielded good profit. It was worth owning a share or two.
And to ensure the mills always had enough to do and the money remained in the town, there was a ban, which decreed that whatever the people of Bamberg had to be ground, cut or pressed had to be processed in the Bamberg mills. But let's have a look at the upper mills. To get there, you have to go to the left after Bishop Mills Bridge and follow the path through the lanes until you come to the Obere Mühlbrücke, or Upper Mill Bridge.